What do you think of that? The album is sitting at number 6 in the midweeks this week, and he is playing the O2 Academy on Friday. It's Miles Kane and his track Rearrange. And here's what happened part 2 of when I caught up with him. You are gracing us with your presence as well here in Oxford.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Oxford is on Friday the 13th.
And bit of bad luck for some, but hopefully not for us.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Have you played the O2 before here?
No, I don't think so.
It's still quite shiny and new because it's one of those ones that used to be something else.
Oh, is that by a travel lodge, is it?
No. It's on the Cowley Road. No. The Cowley Road is kind of like, you know, we always call it like the, not that you think Oxford would have an equivalent of Brixton, but it's that kind of, there's every kind of food under the sun. It's a real sort of multicultural streets where we have the carnival in the summer.
Is there a Nando's?
Do you know what? There is not a Nando's, but there is the most amazing place called Rice and Peas.
Is that a similar
which
vibe?
Is all about, you know, Caribbean. You can get your jerk chicken there, which is pretty. Yeah. There's a Nando's. You have to come further into the centre to dispatch your minions
I've
for the Nando's.
Rice and peas.
It is amazing. But as far as I can understand it, they seem to, like, there don't seem to be any prices on the wall. So I think they decide what they're going to charge you as you walk in.
They're just chilled out. Yeah. Rice and peas, aren't they?
Yeah.
You don't care.
No, it's a flipping brilliant place. You should definitely send someone down there for some
food. Will you be coming down the gig, Sophie?
Well, you know, you could twist my arm, Miles. We're having fun this afternoon, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, aren't we? Yeah, I'll twist your arm for you.
Just you and me and everybody else getting sweaty at the O2 Academy too.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah, you up for that?
Yeah, are you talking about after the gig?
During the gig, Miles, during the gig. Keep it clean. This is a breakfast show, for goodness sake.
This is you. This is not me. You've stemmed all this. You know, you started all this with you.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I do not know what you're talking about. So tell me about the album, because you were saying that you were listening to, you were trying to get kind of, you know, commercial big sing-along choruses. And certainly the new single, it's not what, you know, I had an idea in my mind of kind of what might come out of the speakers when I press play on it. And I think it is. It's not poppy, but there's definitely a sing-along aspect to it, as in it's not downbeat, is it?
No, I think it's, in a way it is pop, you know. Mm. I think that word pop these days, you know, people associate with, you know, Lady Gaga or something like that.
Cool. All right. Well, I always ask everybody to describe what their gig is going to be like in 5 words. Doesn't have to be a sentence. It can be 5 random words. But if people come and see Miles on the 13th at the O2, what are they going to get?
It's going to be a high energy gig. A lot of great rock and roll. Very sweaty. Great songs. And then Sophie is going to twist my arm afterwards. And we're going to both get very sweaty.
We're going to Rice and Peas.
And we're going to go to Rice and Peas. And then we're going to both get very sweaty.
Behave yourself. Miles, pleasure to have you on. And we're very much looking forward to seeing you in Oxford. And have a good rest of the afternoon.
All right, Sophie, thanks very much.
Glad FM on the move with a classic Oxfordshire bike ride. Raising money for againstbreastcancer.org.uk. You know, we're often told to get on our bike, but this time it's for a good cause.